The fastest ever Big Bash League century from Craig Simmons helped Perth Scorch to prevail in a high scoring game of Adelaide Strikers at the Wacker. The 31-year-old reached three figures off just 39 balls, break Luke Wright's record, hit eight sixes along the way before being dismissed for 102 off just 41 deliveries. He almost single-handedly took the Scorchers to an imposing 203 for 7, then elected to bat, with Ashton Turner's breezy unbeaten 27, the next highest score. The Strikers made a good fist of their run chase, as openers Alex Hales and Phil Hughes put on 68 in fewer than 8 overs. Hales fell for 31 off 19 balls, with Hughes going on to make 58 off 45. Nathan Reardon took the game close, but perished after hitting 3 sixes to leave 17 needed off the final over. Tim Ludderman then failed to hit the final ball of the match for 6, but would have seen his side win as the Strikers ended on 198-6. There were wins last night for Cape Cobras and Titans in South Africa's Ramslam T20 Challenge. Cobras topped the table after beating a troubled and winless Lions side, who are still locked in a war of words with former captain Alvaro Peterson over his allegations of interference in on-field matters by the board. They did put up a strong fight after watching Cobras rack up 187-2, thanks to Knox 84-51 balls and 77 not out of 56 from Hashim Amla and Stian van Zyl. Peterson was in fact the joint top scorer with 35, and 46 with Neil McKenzie, with whom he shared the accolade for the third wicket. However, Robin Peterson took three crucial middle-order wickets, and they ended short on 172 for 8. Wayne Parnell delivered a no-ball off what should have been the final ball of the contest in Benoni. Mangaliso Maseli was caught off it, but instead of winning by a single run, Warriors were defeated by 6 wickets with a ball to spare, courtesy of Parnell's unfortunate and fractional error. Farhan Bahadeen had got the Warriors chase into a good position with 72 off 47 balls. He was bowled by Parnell early in the final over to make Warriors favourites. Ultimately, though, their total of 197 for 4 proved not quite sufficient, as Henry Davies took 2 for 15 from 3 overs. Christian Young got top score with 57 not out of 30 balls, while there were useful cameos from Ashwell Prince, JJ Smuts, Ryan Bailey and skipper David Jacobs. United Bank topped Pakistan's President's Trophy table, completing victory inside 3 days over State Bank. A low-scoring contest saw Mohamed Naved return a match figures of 10 for 122, and Tabish Khan take 5 for 58 in the United Bank second innings, but they still both ended up on the losing side. Abid Ali and Syed bin Nazir hit crucial half-centuries in the United Bank second innings total of 254, which left State Bank needing 257 to win. They could manage only 134, as Atif McBall followed up his first innings haul of 5-53 by taking 3-31. Kashif Bhatti and Tariq Haroon also took 3 wickets apiece. National Bank kept their hopes of reaching the final alive by thrashing bottom place Pakistan Television. Television could muster only 125 after being asked to bat, as all of their top 6 failed to reach double figures, and Ataullah and Wahab Riaz each ended with 4 wickets. Mohammad Nawaz then plundered 170 in the National Bank reply, as they declared on 397 for 7, with Fawad Alam and Wahab also passing 50. Ahmed Jamal then took 6 for 42, as Television were all out for 219 the second time around, in spite of opener Nawaz Ahmed's 85 to lose by innings and 53 runs. Elsewhere, a draw looks inevitable in Lahore, after almost all of day 3 was lost to the elements. Zarai Tarakiti Bank made 359 in their first innings, thanks to a knock of 158 from Shajil Khan, who added 163 with Hasib Rahman for the third wicket. Skipper Adil Razak hit an unbeaten 53. Habib Bank closed today on 267 for 3. Openers Bilal Shafat and Jamal Anwar put on 188, with Shafat falling 5 short of 3 figures. Anwar made no such mistake, and was 128 before being dismissed late on by Mohammed Khalil. Khan restructured Barty's lead by 286 runs over Wharton Pad Development Authority, reaching stumps in their second innings on 142 for 5. Naya Abbas is having an exceptional match and had returned career best figures of 7 for 60, carrot restrict WAPDA to 232 in reply to Khan's 376. Ayaz Tasawwa did make 77, but he was unable to compete with centuries from Khan batters Mohammad Yaseen and Abbas. The pair added 129 for the 6th wicket, helped their side recover from a mainly Zulfikar Babar imposed position of 79 for 5. Wicketkeeper Ali Nadeem then hit 69 not out from number 9 to bolster the total further. And Pakistan International Airlines bounced back 106 for 5, closed on 398 for 7 against Port Kazim Authority. Shehriar Ghani is unbeaten 157, while Anwar Ali and Faisal Iqbal both hit half centuries. PQA had earlier totalled 500 after being asked to bat, despite Tahir Khan turning figures of 7 for 137. Tanveer Ahmed hit 118, while Mohammed Waqas, Shazib Hasan and Khaled Latif all departed not far short of joining him on three figures.